Hello, this is the Library Talker, also known as the Library Lady. I'm Library Talker on Blogspot at librarytalker.blogspot.com, and I'm on Library Lady on Podomatic, where this podcast is hosted. So today I'm doing an ARC review for a book called The Comeback by Lily Chu. The only thing I can find on Goodreads about this is the audiobook version of it, which I guess was published last year, but this is for the physical print copy of it. So, The Comeback by Lily Chu. I have a hard time with this one, mostly because it's not aimed at me and because I'm not familiar with the culture. This is about a Chinese-Canadian who's basically more Canadian than Chinese at this point just because of her upbringing, although she is appearing Chinese, who is rooming with her friend who is Korean, but her friend's out of town and one day says, my cousin's had some personal issues and he's going to stay with us, and poof, this guy just appears in her house, which kind of freaks her out initially, but through all these things we find out eventually that this guy Ji-hoon, and I'm hoping I'm saying that correctly, is an idol, which, because I'm, again, this is not the culture that I know, he is basically like BTS K-pop star. His group is called Starloon, and he's one of the singers and dancers in it, and apparently he is super mega ultra famous to the K-pop community, and they don't call them celebs, they call them idols. His fans are called Starries, and he apparently has gotten kind of just overwhelmed and taken a break from his band without kind of telling them where he was. He just up and left. And so now he's in this apartment with our character, who is Ariadne Hui. I think I'm saying that correctly. But again, this is not my culture, so I don't want to offend, but I am trying to pronounce them correctly. She is trying to become the next big lawyer in this company that she's with that her dad had helped her get into. Her dad is very much, you need to, you must to, you got to lawyer. Her other sister has just said, chuck it, I am not going to do what my parents tell me to do, and has been traveling all over the world and getting all this other stuff, abandoning Ariadne, at least in Ariadne's opinion. So Ari is very unhappy with that. There's this guy in her house. He seems to act a little weird at times. He's always wearing a mask, which, thank goodness, it's COVID time. So he has an excuse to wear a mask and a hat, and he's always kind of hiding out, even though they go out and sometimes do stuff. But they don't really get each other. They're culturally different. Again, she is Chinese-Canadian. She's a Chinese woman raised in Canada, and her family's been in Canada for a couple of generations now. And he is definitely, definitely Korean, as being this K-pop star. She's also kind of snobbish about certain things, or at least kind of ignorant about things. She doesn't listen to K-pop at all. She has no idea who he is, even though she's been getting an offer to go and help work with and rep some K-pop groups and stuff. She just doesn't even bother to research or look it up or anything. She's just like, yeah, whatever. I want to get further in this company, this lawyer group that I'm with, but lawyer group hires, a white chick who's ultimately everybody's favorite, even though Ari's been working there for a few years now and has been apparently, all we do is see it, apparently has been handling all of these clients. They just hand the big clients off to this girl who's got the whitest white name ever of Brittany. And let her take it and from Ari, and then Ari gets these minor nothings, and so she's even overhears a conversation where Brittany and one of the other partners are talking about how the only reason Ari is there is because they had to fill their people of color quotient, their Asian quotient, basically. So is Ari's work really good? Is she really as good as she says she is? I don't know. But apparently she's now supposed to go rep other K-pops. And then she finally figures out who Jihoon is. And he's Jihoon in real life, but he's Min on stage with his band. And there's a lot of conflict. There's a lot of... when the fans figure out where he is, you know, having to go into hiding and, you know, be deep undercover. And he's, you know, with, this is just a couple of weeks or whatever of knowing each other, but he wants to have a relationship. And she's like, what the heck? I mean, look at this. This is not a thing that I want to do. And rather than him being like, okay, I get it. You know, this is not the life for some people and your life is going to suck, as he knows very well, from his own dealings with the paparazzi and that everything, he kind of accuses her of being like a coward and a chicken, and she won't give him a try, even though really does she want any of that? I don't know. And there's some problems throughout. And initially I was gonna like go for three on this, but I'm not sure I'm ready to do that yet. It has moments, but there's so much that's just kind of skipped over or just not really brought out as well as I think it could be. And he is just, she thinks she's a really great lawyer, but we have nothing to back it up. We have no proof of that. He thinks that she's a coward for not wanting to get her face plastered all over everywhere and be, you know, harassed and everything, which does happen. Eventually, a picture leaks of the two of them, and people, the fans go nuts and are really angry at her and calling her names. And eventually, the... his publicity group says, oh, she's just a fan who came at him and he was just being polite and she's just been stalking him. Which, what the heck, man? Like, go ruin her reputation. And he goes along with it initially and then was like, wait, no, I'm trying really hard to change it. And like, no, dude, you let them do this to her and you didn't immediately put out something. Well, we've got contracts, we've got rules, we can't say anything, we're not allowed to do certain things. Like, dude, you've been doing this for 10 years, apparently, according to this. This is a band he's been in for a very long time. This is, by the way, their comeback, as well as hers, to come back and have the life that she should have had all this time. And so even though they really are only interested in bedtime pursuits together and don't really share much in common other than that, they're gonna try, but then these things happen and then other things and then these and the ending just kind of flops. And so while I think I know where the author might have been trying to go with this, I'm not 100% sure. It just wasn't great. Again, maybe a lot of this, and I don't know. Some of us, if not a large percentage of this, could just be, hey, you don't know this this genre of music. You don't know this background. You don't know the Asian history for the Korean and Chinese and how they have to handle things. I will admit I am definitely not Asian. So maybe there's stuff in there that really clicks to people in those cultures and communities, or people who are more aware of those cultures and communities. And I admit I am not one of those people who's aware of much of what goes on. I'm not aware of much of what goes on in my own community. So really, who am I to tell? But I do feel like the writing, just kind of skips. I mean, there's nothing really chemical between the two of them. You don't feel the chemistry. It's just, hey, she doesn't know who I am and she's not expecting anything. And so I've got to fall in love with her because she's the only one I can really trust. And then when she says, honestly, this is not, I'm not comfortable with him, and she's being honest with him, he's like, oh, well, chuck you. And then keeps trying to get her back. Make up your dang minds. And I know, there's, I've been through this as well. So, You know, there's issues, but she's communicating fairly clearly. And she's always communicated fairly clearly, but he's the one who lied, and he's the one who didn't tell her who he was, and he's the one who kept secrets from her, and yet he's the one who gets offended when she tells the truth and says this does not make her comfortable. When she tells the truth and says I don't like where this is going, he gets offended, and then she has to apologize. There's some problems with that, at least to me. So again, it's a lot of tell, not show. There's not a lot of show. I don't see the chemistry. I don't see how they get together. She has absolutely no idea about his music. She watches some stuff on the plane. She watches some stuff here and there. She sees pictures of him everywhere in Korea because Korea K-pop people, they're everywhere apparently. And so she's always seeing him, and she's like, oh, well, maybe his life is a little different. Oh, well, really? And then still goes, but I still love him and I need to be with him, even though she's afraid of what's going to happen because those fans are crazy. At least in this book, the stories in this book are just nutsoid. And I don't know how much of that is real. I don't know how much the BTS fans are like that, or the other K-pop groups. I don't know what they're like. But yeah, it took a while for me to get into the terminology. It took a while for me to understand where things were going. And there was a lot of on again, off again, on again, off again, back and forth and back and forth. And it doesn't really seem fair to her. She's treated pretty badly. But on the flip side, there's nothing to show that she really is as awesome a lawyer as she seems to think she is. We don't have any proof of that. Like, you know, as someone else on Goodreads pointed out, if maybe at some point Brittany had messed up majorly and Ari had to come in and fix it and made it all better, then we could go, well, no, Ari's earned that. You know, Ari really is awesome. But we almost never see her at work. She zones out. She's not paying attention. She gets kicked off campaigns. Is she really as awesome a lawyer as she thinks she is? Or is it possible the author of the book had no idea what lawyers do and just kind of couldn't figure out how to write stuff for her? So just skipped that, you know, and just overlooked that. I don't know. I mean, it fills a niche. It gets the job done. But I will say I took a break for a couple of weeks in reading this. About halfway through, I was just like, I don't need to read this anymore. And then I came back to it because a friend of mine had said it was decent. Obviously, she and I have some different tastes. But she had also seen the ARC and was like, oh, yeah, it was pretty good. I'm not agreeing with her on that. Again, The Comeback by Lily Chu. It's coming out in May of 2023 in paper, print format versus being already an Audible, apparently exclusively on Audible with Philippa Sue as the narrator, which, hey, that would, you know, Philippa Sue, cool. Anyway, out of a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being, oh my gosh, avoid, 5 being amazing, 2 being eh, 3 being eh, and 4 being eh, this is a 2. It just dragged. It took a while. Jihoon is not likable at all. All he has is, you know, apparently really great looks and a guilt trip complex that he can put on anybody. But Ari's not super likable either. I had a hard time with this. The Comeback, Lily Chu, 2 out of 5. There we have it. Again, I'm the Library Talker. I'm Library Talker at librarytalker.blogspot.com, and I'm Library Lady on Podomatic, where this podcast is hosted. And I hope you guys have a really good day.